I'm Bill Delaney.
I'm Robin Young.
It's Here and Now.
Along with duck and cover movie reels and backyard bomb shelters, the infamous McCarthy hearings of the 50s have come to define the Cold War. Beginning in 1953, Republican Senator Joseph McCarthy of Wisconsin used his position as chairman of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations to root out what he implied was a cabal of communist sympathizers within the U.S. It was a crusade that ruined lives and spawned the term McCarthyism to describe witch hunt-style attacks. Well, now, for the first time in 50 years, 4,000 pages of transcripts from the closed-door sessions of the McCarthy hearings have been released. And from Washington, we're joined on the line by Mark Preston. He's senior staff writer for Roll Call newspaper. He's reviewed the transcripts. And, Mark, welcome. We're glad you can share some of what you've seen with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us first, why were these papers sealed for the past 50 years?
It is a Senate protocol for any of these closed-door hearings in any of these committees to be sealed for at least 20 years. That way it protects people and in some cases protects national security. The reason why it was 50 years for these particular papers is because there really was a concern that it could ruin people's lives, as you mentioned. I mean, the McCarthy hearings ruined a lot of people's lives, and the 50 years was decided by the committee at that time because they felt that it was needed to get a little distance beyond the hearings.
Of course, the irony is that most of these people are now seen as heroic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us some of the names we might recognize that pop up in these pages.
Sure. James Reston, the Washington Bureau Chief of the New York Times, was one person who was called before the executive committee. Poet Langston Hughes was someone else. But interestingly enough, it wasn't so much the famous people that got dragged before the McCarthy hearings. It was more the everyday citizens, the government workers, who McCarthy felt were infiltrating the U.S. government.
Hmm. And in fact, this committee, now again, we're talking about the closed-door sessions. When you say that they'd have to come in front of a committee in the closed-door sessions, it might sometimes be just Joseph McCarthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly enough, sometimes it would just be Roy Cohn, who was his ruthless chief counsel. Sometimes Cohn would actually serve as the chief counsel, and then he would have one of his friends, Mr. Shine, come in and act as the chairman, who was not even a senator, and they would sit there and they would grill these witnesses behind closed doors. Very intimidating tactics.
David Shine, who was something of a consultant, a friend to Roy Cohn.
Yes, absolutely, who actually went on, I believe, and had some success in, I think, producing The French Connection. So
what was he doing, you know, investigating Americans?
Who knows? I mean, at that point, it really was the wild, wild west, so to speak, of what Congress would do during these hearings. In fact, it led to some serious reforms about how Congress could treat witnesses during the congressional hearings.